A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
It's Monday, the 27th of July. The school term has now ended and the academic year is over, and it seems that lockdown is beginning to ease at last, at least in part. And we're now entering into a season of holidays. And for that reason, A Word for Today, having been extended to 10-minute sessions over the last few months, is now going to be reduced down to 3-minute, the normal 3-minute sessions. And our aim in these A Word for Today readings is to hold tight to the word and what we are following as a congregation. And this week at least, I'm going to be following the excellent sermon that Chris Chapp kindly preached for us at Lionsdown Live yesterday. He preached from the book of Proverbs, and he began by a very helpful introduction to the book of Proverbs, which we're going to look at now. The reading is Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance, to understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chris told us that the introduction to the book of Proverbs tells us to prize wisdom in order that we would live well and avoid pitfalls. Wisdom is worth knowing, and that's what this introduction to the book of Proverbs teaches us. And that great rock, verse 7, which says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." It's introducing us to the character of the fool, who in the book of Proverbs is not somebody of low intellectual ability, but rather somebody who does not regard God with respect. And what it's saying here is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That is the foundation on which all wisdom learning rests. And that's what we're going to be looking at in the days ahead. Please come back tomorrow and hear more about the wonderful wisdom that God extends. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Please would you open not just our minds, but our hearts, not just to understand, but to love and receive and live what you would teach us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A Word for Today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.